This goes to Dr. Kurt, K-U-R-T, Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, fax 989-463-2249, regarding Donald, middle initial L, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, date of birth August 15th of 1950. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Brown with hypertension, history of hypokalemia, and chronic edema. He was scheduled for a face-to-face visit, but he developed vomiting and diarrhea this morning, so he switched to have a telemedicine visit. He wants to have refills for, he needs to have refills for his metolazone, which is 2.5 milligram twice a week. And currently he's on Lasix, 40 milligram in the morning and 20 in the evening. But he believes his hands have been puffier and his feet also have felt swollen. And he wonders if he could try increasing Lasix to 40 milligram twice a day, a 20 milligram increase a day. He's feeling better after he got home. He's had several instances of vomiting and severe diarrhea, but that seems to be slowing down a little bit. He hasn't used any of his medications today and plans on holding them with this current situation. He is following his fluid restriction carefully. It's 56 ounces in 24 hours, and he's been very faithful about that. His weight is up 6 pounds since his last visit on July 18th, 2022. No chest pain or palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And as previously described, he's got increased edema of his feet and his hands recently. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. He's also on potassium chloride, 20 mil equivalent, 3 times a day. Euloric is for gout. Spironolactone is 50 milligram once a day to help retain potassium. And he's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, his weight is 258 pounds. Blood pressure is 136 over 60. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 12th of 2023. Creatinine was improved at 1.0, which is estimated GFR greater than 60. Albumin 4.8, calcium is 9.6, sodium is 140, potassium is normal at 4.3, carbon dioxide 30, phosphorus 3.1, hemoglobin is 14.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, hypertension currently at goal, 2, chronic edema requiring diuretic use, 3, history of hypokalemia secondary to the diuretic use. We are going to refill the furosemide, the Lasix. I will increase it to 40 milligrams twice a day. We'll also refill the metolazone, 2.5 milligrams, one tablet twice a week. We're going to continue the current potassium dose and fluid restriction. We have asked him to have labs checked in February, though, instead of waiting a full 3 months to have them checked, just to make sure we don't affect his renal function and that we are maintaining a normal potassium level. He will continue the fluid restriction. He'll keep following the low-salt diet, and he will have a follow-up visit in this clinic in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.